Fear. What is fear? Spotting an upcoming danger or risk, and taking action to avoid it altogether, or at least to mitigate it, this is not the same as fear. In fact, it is almost the opposite of fear. Instead, the word fear describes a mode of operation for a human being, mentally and physically. If your fear mode is switched on, fear controls the behavior of your mind and body almost completely. In some situation, fear is the right answer. Faced with an imminent and grave danger, you better stop what you are doing and focus on the best way to protect yourself. Taking action to distance yourself from that danger in such a situation can save your life. If you get surprised by a thunderstorm on a hike, you look for a shelter. This shelter will protect you from the storm, the rain, and as far as possible also from the risk of being hit by a bolt. You drop everything else and focus completely on the task to protect yourself and your group from the clear and present danger on hand. But, once you have reached your shelter, you relax. You leave the fear behind you, change your clothes and enjoy the time until the thunderstorm is over. As you can see, the mode of fear can be useful in certain situations. But on the other hand, dropping all other activities, closing off your mind and focusing completely on one single danger is also a big risk in itself. You might miss the signs of other dangers, which might be less imminent, but if they come true, even more damaging. And, after escaping an imminent danger, you have the urgent task of finding out what the hell drove you to expose you to a situation which came so close to wiping you out. If you continue to operate under the rules of the fear mode, you will never find that out. Fear prevents you from doing a broad review of all the factors which led you into that dangerous and limiting situation. And without such a review, you are bound to repeat this catastrophic experience again and again. Therefore, you must be able to switch the fear mode off as soon as you have done everything possible to protect yourself. How to switch the fear mode off? If we return to the Maslow pyramid of needs, we can define the mode of fear as complete focus of all resources on the needs in the base section of the pyramid. In fear, our only concern is providing the resources needed for mere survival. After we left that deadly threat behind us because we found shelter or the thunderstorm passed and calmed down without killing us, we need to rebalance our energy and focus again to take care of all five levels of our needs. How do we do this? Here helps a mental exercise you should anyway perform every morning when you get up. You should name and appreciate all the gifts you received on all five levels of your needs. Appreciate the fact that you are still alive. That you have a shelter protecting you. The people around you and your relationships with them. Your skills and energy, allowing you to take care of all those needs. The opportunities for growth that life continues to offer you. You can do this appreciation exercise by praying and giving thanks to God, or if you prefer, you can just make sure to appreciate your gifts. But take care that you do not confuse governments, churches, or other examples of the powers that be with God. If you believe that the blessings in your life come from those powerful institutions, you open the door for them to limit your life and contain you in just that cage of fear that you are trying to leave. Sources of artificial fear. Although our world today is much safer for almost anyone than it has ever been, fear is everywhere. Why? The reason: fear is the tool of choice for those who want to rule the world. This fear comes in different guises and flavors, but it will always tell you that something terrible is going to happen. Next comes the demand that you do immediately this or that is the only way to avoid upcoming disaster. The most obvious way to spread fear is terrorism. In this case, generating fear is the official program. Terrorists scare people by terrorizing them directly. Then they promise to stop abuse for anyone who is willing to succumb to their rule. But there are more subtle sources of fear, and many people pay even to expose themselves to them. I am talking about some media. They may masquerade themselves as news services, as cool movies, or even as life acts, but in reality, they are in the business of spreading fear. This permanent exposure to fear turns the mode of fear in your body and mind into a habit. Fear becomes the new normal. People enslaved by the habit of fear jump for every carrot their masters offer them, even if it is old, moldy, and toxic. And they dance to every stick, even if the stick exists only in their imagination. If you allow them access to your life, those fear spreaders soak all your energy out of you, separate you from your soul and make you do things you could never imagine. Therefore, it is really a must to block terrorists and other fear-mongers from even coming close to you. Consequently, really wealthy and established families maintain homes and income sources in several countries and world regions. They will not allow governments or terrorists to intimidate them and lock them into a cage.